Okay, so it's time to talk a bit about copyright and look a bit at the history and try and define it a bit with some kind of short definition. So are you ready?
Always ready.
Excellent. So it started with this baby. It's the printing press that Europeans tried to claim is a German invention from the 1400s, but actually was made in China and I think also South Korea with some kind of with all made of wood. I'm not sure, but it's kind of an old invention. And with that, we could start printing books such as this Bible. It's nice looking. And this is the Gutenberg Bible, which is, well, as you can read yourself, it's one of the major books printed. So it's kind of good. But it also meant that more or less anyone could print. So we could mass produce materials such as books. And we could argue and discuss if this is good for everyone. So what are your opinions on this?
I guess everyone is a broad term because you still needed to be an expert in creating the press or not.
Or I guess you need to have access to funds to be able to fund printing and so on as well. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least it could be copied easily. So.
Yeah. At least much faster than before. Because before, as far as I know, like clerks would like write by hand the whole book and it would take a couple, I don't know how long, but I guess a year or something to copy one copy of the Bible or something.
Yeah.
And now you could print it like much faster, obviously.
Yeah, but I would say still it's good. It's good for everyone. In my opinion that we there.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
With the invention itself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because now you could quickly distribute a lot of information to many, many more people than before.
Yeah. Which is obviously some kind of relation to internet today, but let's not go into that too much. But it's pretty early on, there was a lot of discussion about this thing with pirates, and it was actually termed pirate publisher. And so some people started to engage in adding some kind of restrictions to the the book printing. So this guy, Victor Hugo from France, he instigated the Berne Convention as some kind of reaction. And the Berne Convention is something we're still using today. So in 1886, there was this convention. I believe it was in Paris, no, perhaps Berne. And basically the agreements made there are still valid today, which is kind of interesting. And this changed name to Burpee. It's probably not called Burpee, but I wanted to say Burpee. which turned into WIPO, and then 1974, WIPO all of a sudden was part of UN.
It's kind of you know that convention, was it between what kind of people were there, like politicians or who was it?
I don't know. Interesting.
Because someone, it's like, if it's the first copyright thing, copyright comes from the law, I guess. I guess you will go into that later. But how did it start then?
Yeah, we had the Statute of Anne before, earlier on in England or United Kingdom. But I figure it was like some kind of lawyers doing this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So one of these things that it states is that a work, if I'm living in Sweden, if I do work here in Sweden, it's also protected in Germany under German laws, up to the protection level I have in Sweden. So already we're seeing that copyright law is getting like kind of tricky, but the convention says that there is a strong minimal protection. And The last but one point here is actually one of my favorite points. Copyright is automatic. It's no registration, it's no fees. And the last point here is something we can debate, but perhaps not today.
I'm just saying Disney.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying Disney, and then I think we've debated it can be made longer.
Yeah, there's tons of things you discuss about Disney, but so let's look at
one question.
This is from Wikipedia. So it says copyright is the exclusive right given to the creator of creative work to reproduce the work, usually for a limited time. So I would say if we focus on exclusive rights to the creator, that's basically copyright. So whenever I write something, I'm getting exclusive rights. This is a dense definition.
What does creative work mean here in this context then? Is there a definition of creative work?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure what would be a strict definition here, but I would say as soon as you write something that has some kind of, I tend to use the word creativity again here, which is kind of awkward, but
yeah.
As soon as you write something that someone hasn't written before in such a combination that it's like unique, then I would say it's copyrighted. Hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be good. I can argue for that. Some of the music today is not good, but that's me being
No, obviously. Yeah. But I guess there is a lot of like dispute on about where the border is between creative work and like, is metadata just because I wrote it down creative? Most probably not.
No, yeah, this
is an API a creative work, or is it the implementation?
Mm. Oh, it sounds like Google would have an opinion on that.
Yeah.
And maybe Oracle as well.
So just as a reminder here, it's given to the creator. I don't have to register. I don't have to pay any fees. So that's one of the coolest things I think with copyright. And who can use my material? So remember that the creator is given exclusive rights. So basically, whatever I write, you can't use.
But use in what way? I mean, I can read it and I cannot read it, or what?
You can read it, but you cannot copy it. You cannot change it.
Okay. But, well, you don't really have the right to read it either unless Henrik gives you the right to read it.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't heard of a case where somebody is sued for copyright law because of reading something.
Well, reading source code that was not released, that has probably...
If you don't buy the book, but still read it.
But then I guess we get into intent. So if you on purpose read something you're not supposed to read, you probably infringe something, but probably not the copyright.
But it's interesting. If I read a book that is not yet published, it probably means that somebody has copied it. And I would say that that's a more likely case to sue me for the actual copy.
Yeah.
Or you somehow got your hands on the original without the author willing to give it to you, and then it was stolen, basically.
Yeah. So, in short, how do we know if and to who a work is copyrighted? This is a classic. We sometimes see it copyrighted this and that. We see the C with parentheses around it, or the copyright sign here. This is an old
Unicode or ASCII.
Excuse me?
It's Unicode or ASCII.
I don't know the ASCII number here, but you don't need to write this, but I would say it makes things a lot easier if you say that this work is copyrighted to me. And to make sure that we are like following the copyright laws, that so we are attributing the we are a allowed to use these pictures in this presentation, and we are also using a license, which is something we will discuss later on. But we are following the copyright law here. So we are attributing the creators of these works. So I think it's time to end.